Hey everybody, welcome to the first episode of the We Deliver podcast. In this episode, I'm joined by Nick Corsten and my brother Jason Rumont. Nick was a roommate for a while. He's no longer a roommate, but this is recorded back in February of 2013, so he was back then. I don't think we've mentioned anything about that anyways, but whatever. In this episode, we talk about ex-girlfriends and all the fun and exciting stories involved with them. And if any of our ex-girlfriends are listening to this, no hard feelings. I hope you don't hate us. We don't say anything bad, but it's always weird when you talk about someone and they're not in the room. No hard feelings. Otherwise, we wouldn't still be friends on Facebook. So enjoy. Welcome to We Deliver Podcast, the podcast that's 30 minutes or less, otherwise it's free. Each time we order some food, and while we're waiting, we just have a conversation. We just ordered pizza from Papa John's. They said 30 to 45 minutes, so we'll see how accurate that is.
It's going to be like an hour.
Or hour and a half because of the Packer game.
Yeah. But with me today, I have Jason. Say hello.
Hi.
And then Nick.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
All right. Hi. In my hand, I have a whole deck of cards that have different subjects on them. Index cards. Sorry. So I want one of you guys just to pick a card, and that's what topic we will talk about today.
All
right. Don't read them.
Why can't I read it?
I'll pick it.
Oh, we already had it. All right. Well, this should be a fun one. This is about exes. So any sort of ex-girlfriends. Yeah, we're all guys, so any ex-girlfriends. This, we're going to talk about ex-girlfriends.
This is going to be awkward, but then again, they're probably never listened to
this. Yes, they don't talk to us anymore. All right, so the first question I have on here is, with any of your ex-girlfriends, were there any sort of awkward first dates, like weird things that just happened that just made it strange in the first place?
I had a date once where we went to this restaurant, and I'm not going to name it because I'm not going to bash the restaurant because I like it. But anyway, we went to this restaurant, and the waitress was like, came up to our table, we ordered our food, they brought her food, and, you know, it's a first date, so you obviously sit around and talk for a lot, and it was like they wanted us out of there. And it wasn't busy, There was plenty of empty tables, and, you know, people were coming in and out around us and stuff, and they just wanted us to leave. And they're like, wow, this is awkward, because they're like, not refilling your sodas or waters and stuff because it's like they wanted us out of there. And they're while we're eating our food, they're like, do you want a to-go box? We're still eating. Like, it's like you want this date to be over faster than we do right now and stuff like that. So that was kind of awkward.
Was it one of those where you just talk like, oh, so what kind of, so where do you work? Well, we're gonna, can I give you guys some appetizers or like mid-sentence?
It was like that, but then it was, you know, do you want a to-go box? We're still eating. Like, and they just constantly come, and you could just see the look on her face, like, they wanted us out of there. It's like, we are going to tip you, but it's going to be less if you keep being a dick about it, you know? Like, it was just, like, but then it became a conversation, because then after we walked and we went to the bars and stuff like that, and you're like, oh my God, they wanted us out of there, didn't they? Like, holy crap. I'm like, I've eaten here before, and they're usually not like this. So it was definitely that wait staff, that one person that ruined it, you know?
Yeah.
I can't remember a first date that I remember going too badly or too awkwardly. So next question, please.
Get the hell out of here.
Next question, please.
Oh, all your dates are perfect.
They're not perfect. And they were just nothing. They were lacking luster.
Like, you didn't poop your pants during anything?
I don't think I've ever pooped my pants in front of anybody.
just the first date. Do you want to go home? No, not yet. We're still nice, still young. What's that smell? no, we're good. I think one of the most awkward first dates that I went on was one of those situations where you went on the date and you realized you had the whole night planned, and you realized within the first hour that
you had nothing in common with that person, and you couldn't even, like, have a conversation. So, like, we were hanging out first, and then we were going to dinner, and then we were going to watch a movie afterwards. And before we even went to dinner, I'm like, we have nothing in common. This is the worst thing. And then, of course, I didn't get home till like, 1 in the morning, so it was like, I still spent the whole night.
You still went to the movie and all that
stuff? Yeah.
Why?
Because I was hungry, and I wanted to watch a movie.
Oh, my God. That's why usually my first dates are usually something small. Like, either just a dinner or just...
Coffee.
Like, this, yeah, just a coffee. Like, sit down and coffee and just talk for, like, however long it takes to realize that this person I don't want to go on a second date with.
See, that's
like, I don't put too much into the first date, like, as far as activities go. That's more of a second or third when you realize that you do guys share something in common. Like... I don't know. I don't throw everything in on the first date because, yeah, like you said, it'd be awkward to cut it short, especially if they knew that they were going to go see a movie.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of something that I would bring up during the date if it worked, but I'm not telling you how to do your date or anything on your own podcast.
This is a date. Obviously, coming over in 5 minutes. Be part of the...
Obviously, things have been going great in my direction because... I'm still single.
Yeah, I should do something.
I guess the only first date that I thought went really awkwardly, not so much awkwardly because it was still fun, but we were planning on going to Rift Tracks, and before that we had like an hour to kill. So we went to Sears, and we went on the...
A first date?
Yeah, this is a first date. So we had some time to kill, and we just went to Sears, and she told me her idea of her stand-up jokes while we were... We're riding on the exercise equipment, and then we got kicked off.
What?
We got kicked off, and she went. She didn't get off. She's like, "No, I'm not leaving." He's like, "No, we should probably go." She's like, "I don't think so."
So you guys on your first date went to Sears and rode the exercise equipment on your first date.
Yeah.
Did you know her before this or not?
I talked to her briefly on Facebook. I met her at like a concert, I think.
That is a weird first date. Hang out and get kicked out of Sears for riding the exercise equipment.
See, this is the kind of stuff I need to know. I mean, I'm going on dates and not working, and then this kid is going wandering into a store, not intent on buying anything, just fucking around the equipment, and you're the one that has a girlfriend for over a year.
Yeah.
God damn it. I should... All right.
Girls are into weird things.
They are. I guess it's a memorable date when you're like, so what did you guys do the first time you met? We got kicked out of Sears. What? We, you know, went on the elliptical machine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. The next one is stupid fights. That's the question.
Because my roommate in college.
Oh my God, yes. Tell this story.
I'm trying to remember exactly. Like, I remember parts of it. Like, okay, so my roommate bought one of those, like, really expensive room fans. You know what I'm talking about? Like, the towers that, like, sucks in and it, like, filters the air as it shoots it out and stuff. I have something similar to that now. But anyway, he had it.
This is in college, though.
This is in college. So, we're like, holy shit, I can't believe he bought that with no, you know, income. Your college is expensive and whatnot. But anyway, he had it on nonstop for, like, probably a couple months. And it started making squeaking noises. Like, it'd squeak, like, nonstop because it was just constantly turning. And so he went upstairs. What was it? Vaseline?
Yeah.
So he went upstairs to his girlfriend's room to borrow some Vaseline to put on the fan to stop it from squeaking. Logical, right? Makes sense?
I thought she wasn't up there, though. That's what caused the problem.
So he brought a spoon and got a little spoonful of Vaseline. And brought it down. And she got mad because he put a spoon in her Vaseline. He's like, what did you want me to do? Stick my fingers in there? And like they got into a fight about a spoonful of Vaseline. And it was just like awkward because he's my roommate in college. So I'm just sitting at my computer and hearing this going on. I'm like, what is going on? Out of all the things you have a fight about, it's about borrowing Vaseline for a fan. Like,
did they break up because of that?
They broke up and got together like a million times for different things. I think they did break up, but then like 4 hours later they got back together.
Okay.
I don't know. It was weird. It was like she was always over and I'm like, thought you guys broke up. Yeah, we're back together. And then, like, he was with some other girl. I'm like, what? No, we broke up again. I'm like, oh my god, what is going on with this? Like, so much, like, drama.
Drama.
Drama. But that's not my fight, so. Yeah. I'm trying to think of something.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like...
I mean, I obviously had fights with my ex-girlfriends about stuff, and I'm trying to remember. I remember one being really, really dumb. Like, really, we're fighting about this? And I can't remember
what it was. I called one of my exes boring, and they got mad at me.
I can see that being insulting.
That's a dumb fight.
It is a dumb fight, though.
Yeah.
Like, did you break up because of it?
No.
Yeah. Some of the dumb fights you don't actually break up from, though. Yeah. Like, it's like...
I suppose... I guess it all depends on how...
I didn't actually say that. That's terrible.
you're a dick
that's
boyfriend.
That's the meanest thing. Yeah, I think you guys agreed with it. Yeah, that's fine, I guess.
Well, I was about to defend you in a way, but I guess I can't now. Like, because if you call someone, it's like, oh, that's boring. You're boring. I guess that is pretty bad.
If you're saying it in a joking way, like...
Oh, I suppose.
Like, but... I'm going to go read... Boring.
Boring. Go to bed at 4 in the morning? Boring. I'm staying up till 7.
Yeah. Obviously, you're the dumb one for staying up till 7.
You don't know what I had going on the next day.
What did you have going on the next day?
And imaginary. By 7, he meant p.m.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I stayed up until 7 p.m.
Bring it. It's
usually up
July.
Until 10, but I stayed up later, earlier. I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know. I can't think of specifics.
Yeah, I can't...
I just remember my roommate in college.
I've been really laid back with the whole, like, when I was in relationships, because whenever anything bad happened, I'd be like, oh, sorry. And I guess I wouldn't just, like, go straight forward and be like, well, I think this, so fuck you. You know, I wouldn't fight back. I would just, like, oh, yeah, I suppose that was my fault. I guess I did that wrong. Yeah, you're right to be mad. And then I wouldn't coerce a fight because... I never thought that was very...
worth it.
Yeah,
I think I did get into a fight because I didn't talk enough. Hmm. They're like, you never talk. And I'm like, well, I'm kind of like an introverted person.
Uh-huh.
Unless you have a conversation with me, I probably won't talk.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's a stupid thing. Like,
how does that work? Just...
You never talk. I'm like, what do you want to know? Just ask me. Like,
oh, you should be dating someone that sounds like that.
Yeah.
I'm your girlfriend.
Yeah.
You never talk.
You never talk anymore. Why don't you ever tell me things?
If I had a girlfriend that talked like that, I would purposely be talking all the time so she wouldn't be able to. Shut up. I'm when I was 7, I had a neighbor who had
Wyatt.
No, just I'm telling a story.
She was truck. Like she was 90, so like she didn't
The depression was hard.
I thought you were shut sleeping up. Or dead, so I didn't talk. No, I'm just kidding. This is not true. I did not date a 90-year-old woman.
She was 89. Didn't look a day over 82.
We broke up before her birthday.
We broke up because she
I didn't want to buy her a present.
We broke up because she broke her hip. Speaking of, now on words from stupid fights, are there any stupid breakups that happened? Like any reason? I don't know what I wrote because I wrote this question a long time ago. But what kind of were there any sort of like stupid breakup situations that just ended it? Because like I mean, even if it was like one of those that where like your roommate broke up and then got together and broke up and got together.
Like, see, like a lot of my ex-girlfriends, like, if we broke up, that was it. Like, we never had the breakup, get back together.
Uh-huh.
I've never had those relationships. Like, there is a reason why we broke up, and it wasn't stupid.
Yeah.
Like, it's not working. Like, we are in different places, and either physically or metaphorically different places.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you are moving to Boston. Yeah. Or, I don't like you anymore.
That stupid breakup. Why? You said, I don't like her anymore. Don't break up because of that. What? No, it's... I don't know where I'm going with this.
No, either.
Punchline!
Oh, you, Nick?
to this day, I don't know why, like, three or four of my girlfriends, ex-girlfriends broke up with me.
I actually have a couple that I don't know why
it's
either.
It's so weird, and they'll never tell you.
Like, oh, yeah, it's just not working. I'm like, it sure felt like it a half hour ago. What just happened?
Yeah. And, like, I'm still in, like, contact with them, and if I would ever ask them now, they'd be like, I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
It honestly doesn't know.
It's in the past.
Yeah.
But no, but what I want to know what characteristic I did that I can change.
It's not you, it's me.
Then what did you do that changed? I think that's the most like unnerving feeling.
Paranoid too. Yeah. Like, okay, we broke up. I must have done something.
Yeah.
Like, and I just don't know what it is. But did it happen this other time too? Like, since it's happened to a couple people I've dated where we've broken up with no real reason.
Uh huh.
And it's like, is there something? Like,
I think they get used to your smell. That's what it is.
They're used to it. They're not, like, turned on by it anymore.
I don't know.
Get used to it.
They're absorbing it.
You know, the, I can't even
pheromones?
Think of it. Pheromones, yeah.
Is that pheromones or is that for women?
Both.
Is it?
Yeah.
What do men, hormones and, what do
estrogen?
Estrogen?
No, everybody has hormones.
Uh-oh.
Sure.
What is my thinking of?
Testosterone.
Testosterone. Women have
estrogen.
Estrogen. That makes sense.
Yep.
Oh, man. I thought pheromones.
Do you guys ever get
pheromones
broken up?
Are the smell.
Do you guys ever break up over Facebook?
Nope.
No.
No one broke up with you over Facebook.
See, I... No.
Email.
Email.
It's kind of like Facebook.
Kind of like Facebook.
Are you talking like instant messenger type Facebook or like on their wall?
No, it was like a private... It was a private message.
Holy shit.
You just left a message on your wall. We're done. What, with breakfast or...
It was a private message, but...
Okay.
I broke up old...
Which now, like, instant messenger is mixed in with messages.
Yeah. So, So that, as soon as that mixed together...
Yeah.
I, like, looked and, like, she was online and I looked at... Like, I clicked on her and it popped up. The last message was from her, the breakup message.
Oh.
Thanks, Facebook, for combining those two aspects.
Wow. I was going to say, the one of the only times, actually, I was the... Breakup-er? The person that broke up the... ended the relationship? Yeah. One of the few times I actually ended the relationship. I did it over AOL Instant Messenger. Because...
Well, sometimes it has to, like... Like, well, I had a relationship where we broke up either via text message or phone or something, and it was, like, one of those things that's, like, long distance.
Uh-huh.
So we have a hard enough time seeing each other to not break up, to break up, you know what I mean? Like...
Yeah, there was... Okay, well, the one
it's not like I just... Oh, you live across the hall from me in the apartment, so I'm just still going to break up with you via Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like that. It's...
Well, yeah, the thing is, like, the one I broke up with, it kind of... The whole thing started on AOL Instant Messenger, like, where I just started talking to someone I knew, and this is actually back in the days of MySpace as well.
MySpace still exists.
Back in the days when MySpace didn't get shitty yet. It was still crappy back then, but not as bad as it is now or once people started doing dumb shit on there. But we were just talking online, and I realized this is the same one with the boring night that we mentioned earlier. But like we were just talking online, and I realized that one of the problems that why I jumped the gun and said, hey, let's do all this stuff, was because we talked online all the time. Excuse me. But the problem is we never talked. It was just, like, goofy around, like, hey, no, that's stupid, I'm checking this video out, oh, that's funny. Like, we never actually talked and had a conversation until that night. And then, like, I asked her out via AOL, and then she was like, hey, I know you like Valentine's Day, but you want to hang out anyways, just watch a movie? I'm like, I don't want to see you.
The awkward ending, but it's very, it's on AOL, so they don't realize it unless you put like the ...
I'm like the ellipses. I don't really, no. The thing is, like we dated, like we went on like two dates. Just don't okay. We went on like, two dates, and then it was weird because
after the first one went so badly,
it was a different scenario. We got drunk the second time, but it was like
the
this
first
is a,
time.
What?
What happened in the first time?
The first time was the dinner and the movie and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ah, and you're like, let's add alcohol.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll fix things.
Yeah, no, it didn't. But it was like one of those things where like it was a week like a week long relationship type thing, and she hated me for about 2 months afterwards. Like, that's not how you react over two dates. You don't just hate someone for 2 months because
who really cares? Or did you still want to be friends with them?
I always want to be friends with everyone.
I have a hard time being friends with exes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I have the thing where I don't want to be hated by people.
Yeah.
And I mean, and the thing is, like, when I start hanging out with people in the first place, whether it leads to, like, a relationship or not, I hang out with them because they're fun to hang out with. So to start dating and then, like, stop dating, it's like, well, you're still cool to hang out with. So I still want that to happen. But it never does.
To me, that's difficult because most of the time, I'm the one who gets dumped.
Yeah.
And then they're like, we can still be friends. And then it's like,
you don't want to.
I would, but I still have feelings for you. And yeah. It's very difficult to try to not have feelings for somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure.
Plus, you want to see them naked again. That's never going to happen.
No, not as friends.
No.
Unless you're, like, friends with benefits, which I've never had.
Unless you change into a gay person. Like, oh, no, honey, let's check out some bathing suits.
The only way I can see that happen is, like, if there's been enough time that passed since you broke up. And now you have no feelings for them whatsoever anymore. Like, you're like, why did I even date this person?
And then they might let you see them naked.
No. Why?
No?
No, what? I'm talking about I don't really care if I see them naked or not.
Oh, okay.
Like, then I can be friends.
I don't know. There's always a chance that I want to see a hot girl naked. There's always a chance.
Who says I date hot girls? No, I'm just kidding. Hopefully they never listen to this.
Cover it up.
Another awkward breakup I had.
Nick, why would you say that about your ex-girlfriend?
I had nothing to say about that.
Yeah, why would you say your girlfriends are not attractive?
Yeah, Jason and I are completely agreeing with the statement.
I think all my ex-girlfriends were very attractive.
Another awkward breakup I had was I was working at a summer camp, and that's why it wasn't working out, just because of long distance.
Uh-huh.
And I called her.
I thought you weren't working out because you're at summer camp. Like, no need to flex these muscles.
Yeah, I wasn't working out, and then she got me because I was fat. But it wasn't the relationship wasn't working out, so I called her, and she's like, I heard splashing in the background. Actually, she called me.
Was she pooping?
No. That would be terrible.
Sploosh, sploosh.
We're done.
Dropping you like the turd.
Just the worst place.
You called her or she called you?
She called me.
Okay. I thought you called her because that makes more sense. You would not call someone when you're sitting on the toilet. Yeah. But you might answer it if you are.
Okay, so she called me and I was actually in town. And I wasn't working at camp that weekend. And I was like, so you want to hang out or something? Is that what you're calling? And she's like, no, actually, I had to talk to you about something. And I started splashing. And I was like, where are you? She's like, I'm in my hot tub. I'm having a party. And I was like, oh, okay. So what's going on? She's like, I can't tell you. It's no good. And I'm like,
now your girlfriend sounds weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least his was confident.
That's kind of what she was like. She's like, you can get mad at me. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. So maybe I will, maybe I won't. Can you at least get out of the hot tub so I can hear what you're saying? She's like, no, I can't get out. It's too nice in here. And then she broke up with me.
In the hot tub?
Yeah, she just, like, no. I could barely hear her. And she's like, no, it's too nice in the hot tub, I can't get out.
Jesus Christ.
Sounds like she wasn't all there.
Yeah, she was drunk.
With a guy, probably.
A couple guys.
Hot tub.
They must have been very nice guys to keep quiet while she broke up with me.
One was underwater at the time.
Maybe. Oh, that's really...
That's not comfortable to be underwater in a hot tub.
She killed him. So she saved your life, Nick. She was like, she killed a guy she didn't like. She's like, don't come to the party, this is awkward.
I'm killing everybody.
My arms are getting tired, don't come
over.
I just think
it's weird, like, okay, so you go into a hot tub, you know, it's relaxing. And then during that moment, you realize you want to break up with your significant other.
Yep.
Like... out of all the instances, like, why the hot tub.
No.
At least she thought ahead of time to grab her phone before she went into the hot tub.
I know. I wouldn't even keep my phone near the water.
Yeah.
I'm paranoid that way.
I am.
I don't even have my phone on me now, and I'm just drinking soda.
I get scared holding my phone when I'm pooping, because I'm afraid if I put it down in the cupboard and I get up and I knock it in, I'm out of phone, because I'm not going to use it after that.
I got insurance on my phone.
Well, I do, too.
So I don't read books when I'm on the toilet, because I don't have insurance on my books.
Well, the books cost like $7 to replace.
My phone is free.
The book I have next to the toilet is like I got for less than $5.
You don't have a deductible on your phone?
No.
What?
Mm-hmm.
This thing's like a couple, many hundred dollars.
So. I could throw my phone against a tree right now.
What? Yeah. I would do that more often.
You would do that more often.
Actually, no, that'd be bad.
Don't you have? Yeah, you. No, that's not the phone I remember you having.
I've always had this phone.
Uh-oh.
No.
Uh-oh.
I knew it was an HTC, but I thought it was a different HTC.
No.
I don't know. I have not had luck with HTC.
Mm-hmm. Mine's going to crap, but that's only because it's 2.5 years old. Like,
do you think by now they make waterproof phones?
They make waterproof cases.
Well, the thing that makes it... I guess they could make waterproof. Because I have that waterproof camera.
Yeah, they make waterproof cameras.
I was talking about, like... Oh, it's but hard to take though. The battery off and stuff, but no, my camera has batteries. Like,
I think the problem is the speakers, though. But you wouldn't be able to hear well because it'd be behind plastic.
That's true. And to talk holes. Through it, yeah.
Be very muffly. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine talking underwater? Be impossible. Anyways,
what were we talking about?
We're talking about ex-girlfriends breaking up with us.
Oh, because
the hot tub.
Yeah, she was pooping.
Hot tub time machine. It's hot tub time. Machine. He said that so many times last night.
That was a fun night.
Me too. I wasn't even there, and I said it once.
Because everyone's like, everyone kept going, hot tub time, and I'm like, machine.
And they were so drunk, they loved that joke.
They did. Every time I said it, too. It was like a brand new joke to them every time. Like, I said it 5 times. All right, you guys still think it's funny.
Next question.
What?
Next question.
Oh, I thought you said squishy.
Yeah, squishy.
All right, so the next question I have is, any interesting stories on how you met your ex-girlfriends? Like, anything that is just out of the ordinary, like how you met them, or just weird stories or fun stories? Like, you were walking in the treadmill at Sears, and then...
None of them are really fun.
No.
Like, I met this girl, and I was interested, and we went out. That's the extent of most of them. Yeah. Like, I can't, the weirdest one, I met someone online. Like, that's the extent to my weird meeting.
My current girlfriend saw me at a Comedy City show and added me on Facebook.
Oh.
And then we started chatting.
That's weird.
That's weird?
No.
I always wanted, that's at least kind of cool.
Yeah.
Because you're, like, celebrity status kind of thing.
Yeah, that and, well, it kind of, like, re-sparked what... Because we knew each other in high school a little bit. We had one class together, so... Mm-hmm. But then, yeah. And then she saw me at Comedy City, and she's like, I know that guy, kinda. I'll add him on Facebook, and then we just chatted up.
She just wanted to date a celebrity.
Went out on Cinco de Mayo at a Mexican restaurant, which wasn't busy on Cinco de Mayo, believe it or not.
Because
they're all celebrating at their own homes, I think.
I guess Cinco de Mayo is more of an American... It's more of an American... like, we celebrate it more than Mexican people do because, I don't know, I was reading that information.
Americans look for a reason to drink.
Yes, because they're assholes. We'll just
every holiday, they drink.
Christmas,
drink.
Eggnog, New Year's Eve,
you have to be drinking
champagne.
Valentine's Day, a bottle of wine alone.
St. Patty's Day, potatoes and vodka.
Green beer.
Potatoes and vodka?
You never had potatoes and vodka?
I guess not.
I don't think it's a thing.
Vodka's a Russian.
Those are things, but not together.
Yeah.
Actually, you make. Don't you make vodka out of potatoes?
Vodka is made out of potatoes. Most vodka is made out of potatoes. Otherwise, yeah.
But that's like more of a Moscow thing than.
I'm interested. What would happen if you made mashed potatoes, and instead of putting like milk or whatever, and you just put vodka in there?
Whoa.
Some people substitute it like with water. Like if they put water in something,
yeah.
You put vodka instead of water.
Like, oh yeah, like
cake and frosting and stuff.
When you're on like a 10-mile bike trek, you just replace your water bottle with vodka.
You just get a Camelback full of vodka.
Oh,
holy shit!
He's so mad.
Well, since none of okay, actually, no, the funny thing is, I've had people in the in the audience come up and be like, oh man, you're in Comedy City? That's crazy. I remember you in high school. And instead of saying anything that you did, like, hey, look at my family. Look at all them. That was a boring story. Okay, fine.
I can't believe you interrupted us to tell us that.
I didn't interrupt, I just remembered. I was going to say, and I said it.
You just took it over the lull.
Different in my head. But, okay, fine. Then what is a cool way you'd want to meet a girlfriend? Like, I always thought it'd be really funny to, like, this might sound horrible, but I think it'd be really funny just, like, years later down the road, like, oh, how'd you ever meet your girlfriend? I hit her with my car. You know, it's one of those things where, like, you, like, just hit her with your car with a bike on a bike, or, like, not really injure her, but... That'd be a cool story, you know?
That yeah. You hit her with a car?
Yeah.
Stole it from Back to the Future.
I think it's more like she tripped and fell, and no one's helping her up, but you did, and you catch her eye, and then sparks fly.
There you go, that's a cool
It's movie. Way better than hitting them, because it's kind of similar, because they got hurt.
But I know, but like you think if someone hit you with their car, you would never like them.
I want to,
and it's something that could easily happen anywhere.
Wasn't there like a commercial or a movie or something where they like bumped their car into the other one to get their number?
Yeah, I showed you the video. I showed you the what was it before? I don't remember exactly.
What are you doing right now? You're like putting a rubber band around your beard.
Yeah,
it's really weird.
Please stop that.
I kind of want to meet. I already have a girlfriend, so I'm happy there. But if anything should happen, I kind of want to break into somebody's house and then,
steal their underwear.
Date the person there.
Like a hostage situation?
Like someone I don't know. Completely, like, stranger to me. And then, yeah.
Or
that
you,
would be a cool
or
story.
Or you go to the grocery store and you're fighting over the last box of Fig Newtons.
Yeah.
And then you hit her with your car.
No, I think she would want a prenup because I would steal her stuff after we broke up.
That's why there's only one box at the grocery store. Only two people in the world eat the one box of Fig Newtons.
Fig Newtons. A whole thing's a fight over. It's Fig Newtons. Not something good.
I like Fig Newtons.
Do you?
I do.
I like pizza.
Yeah, when is it getting here?
No, I was just
if it's not here in 45 minutes, does that mean we get a free chicken parmesan one?
They don't make those anymore,
that
was, I
guess. That should be the deal.
That's dumb.
Last month's pizza.
It's on the freaking website. We should have ordered it from the website. What would they have done?
I don't know.
They'd say, you can't check out. Why is it on here?
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, I'm a little disappointed in the chicken parm not being there, but that's right. We got John's favorite.
What is this?
His favorite. Six cheeses.
Six cheeses.
And sausage and pepperoni. I almost said peanut butter. That would have been a weird type of pizza.
Okay, no.
I think that would be okay, actually.
Cheese and peanut butter?
Have you ever had peanut sauce on a pizza?
Cheese and what?
Peanut sauce on a pizza?
No.
It's not bad.
When did you have it?
When or where?
Probably college.
I had two different places.
When or where? Where's that?
Wine or wear. It's a wine store that you wear the clothes of the person, the type of wine you're drinking. You just buy, like, I have a cherry wine, so they make you put a cherry shirt on. Don't drink it. It's just cherries everywhere.
And then what happens?
When
did you have it?
Oh, a couple years ago when we went to Glass Nickel.
Oh, is that Glass Nickel?
That answered both my questions.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I thought you were talking about the rock and roll pizza place.
Rockabilly's.
It doesn't exist anymore.
That was there for like 3 weeks.
Some of the pizzas were really good, and some of them were not as good as I was hoping.
Yeah.
The Crab Rangoon.
Did they deliver?
That was amazing. I don't think
so. It was good, but only in small doses. You could not eat a whole pizza.
That's why I ordered the small ones. Mm-hmm. Or the small pizzas.
We each ordered like two tiny pizzas, so we had four pizzas total,
and we
got to try different ones. It was awesome.
So
I like the breakfast one. It was really good.
I'm wondering how restricted we are on delivery here, because right next to the highway, can most pizza places not cross the highway?
Right.
That's their cutoff, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's why the one place in De Pere won't deliver to us, because they won't cross the highway.
Yeah.
I think it's an insurance thing. Okay. They can't take the highways, I don't think.
But yeah, still, Webster's not a highway.
But you're crossing it.
I called Toppers one time, and they're like, are you guys on our side of the highway? I'm like, yeah, I'm on our side. And they're like, no, are you on our side?
We're not against you.
I don't know which Toppers I called, so where are you at? And they're like, well, we're in the east. Yeah, I'm on the east. Am I on the east side? Of the river, I guess.
That is the east side. That's how they go. East and west side of the river. That's how they do it.
Yeah. And then I explained where I was in correlation to the bridge, or the 172, too. So
north.
North. Okay.
Northeast.
Now when I order pizza, northeast.
I always wanted to...
Well, it's confusing because we're north of 172, but it's south Webster. Yeah. So it really confuses people because they think, oh, it changes when you cross the highway to north.
No, it changes when you cross Walnut.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure it's Walnut.
That's weird.
Yeah, because there's a lot of Webster on the other side of Walnut.
It goes all the way to Bay Beach. It goes all the way to the beach.
Okay, you got me. Busted.
This does go down until...
I know, but they really could change the borders, like... between Green Bay and, you know what I mean, like the street could change between cities, so they go by Green Bay's naming it, not De Pere, you know what I mean. There could be a north and south Webster in De Pere and really throw people through a loop.
That's weird.
Well, this is for the people who don't live in this area, really care about this part of the conversation.
All right, next question. What is the worst X quality? Like, if you had your ex-girlfriend, what was the worst quality you had that you saw in them? Like, if they're boring.
Oh, probably the one that smoked cigarettes.
Yeah.
I don't like cigarettes. I don't like
cheaters. Smell of... I don't like cheaters.
Yeah, cheating sucks, too. Yeah.
That's a bad quality. That's a bad
quality in any really way. I don't like dating people who cheat.
No.
That's...
Mm-hmm. Some people might. I don't know. Get their kicks out of people that cheat on them. I don't know.
But I think those people will probably tend to cheat on other people, too.
They have that in common. They like to cheat on their other... But yeah, cigarettes.
Yeah, I agree with that, though. Even in college, like when you would hang out with your friends and they smoked, like you're just like ready to hang out. Like, yeah, I'm playing games, watching movies, doing this, talking, just doing... like.
Then they gotta stop.
Then they gotta stop, and then they gotta go out and smoke. And like, so you can like stop and... put your shoes on, coat on, wander down with them, and sit there and talk. And then 5 minutes later, go back up and like, all right,
we're don't have to. You can just be a dick and like let them go sit outside and smoke by themselves. I know, and try to punish them.
But then it kills. But then it kills like the thing because you know, like when you're like in the zone of playing a video game, and you're just going and going and going, and then suddenly it's like, oh, hold on, I gotta smoke. It's been 2 hours.
How many girlfriends have you had that smoke and play video games?
I'm just talking about friends in general.
Oh,
not just girlfriends.
We'll get down to the girlfriends later.
Yeah, we have plenty of time.
We'll work our way up. Papa John's sleeping right now.
No, it's just busy because it's a Packer game.
But no. But the thing is, like,
football Sunday.
It sucks when you're playing video games or something, and then it's like an hour later you stop for them to get up and smoke, and then they come back and you're done.
It's just like the same people who do that to go to the bathroom. You got to stop and wait for them to.
But that's a thing that has to happen. It's not like.
To them, smoking has to happen.
I suppose. But, yeah, I suppose.
How many girlfriends have you had that have smoked cigarettes?
Me?
Yeah.
One. So she knows exactly who she is.
What about you, Scott?
But she knew I didn't like her smoking. She says, well, if I get pregnant, I'll stop smoking, which then scared me because I'm like... So that's the way I have to get you to stop smoking, is to get you pregnant? This isn't going to happen.
I think most people know if people don't like them smoking. They voice their opinion by now. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I would go out there with them while they're smoking.
Yeah.
Just talk to them. Nope, I'm going to stay in bed. I'm tired.
Smoking cigarettes? None. Nope. Yeah, not cigarettes.
Cigars, I get it.
Cigars. Crack. Just kidding. No, I had a girl, ex-girlfriend that smoked weed quite often.
Smoked weed every day.
But, I don't know, she might have started smoking cigarettes. I'm trying to remember, I don't remember. Uh-oh.
Some people who smoke weed smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
They say it's a good transition. I don't get it.
You can't
get addicted to weed.
No.
So I don't get how you can get addicted.
They taste different and they have different effects. I don't.
And one are easier to get.
One's legal and one's not.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with...
Did you know you can get weed for glaucoma?
Yeah. Not here.
Not yet.
Oh.
You can't... Medicinal marijuana is not allowed in Wisconsin.
No.
I don't get that. Does
you
it
can
make
in
eyes
UP.
Or what?
You can in the UP. Like, Michigan, you can get medical marijuana.
Oh.
Wisconsin, you can't. Wisconsin is one of few states, I think, in the area that you can't.
We're in Wisconsin right now, by the way, for everybody listening.
I'm sure, like, three people that I have friends with on Facebook will listen to this. that's my assumption.
They might be in Montana.
But they know if they know us, they know we live in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
They might have friends in Montana.
They'll forward
so
it on.
I don't really understand the glaucoma thing. Like,
yeah, I don't get that either, because it's like a narrowed vision thing, right?
It's like a blurry vision. Like, you start not seeing, like, the main...
Because I can see for, like, stress. Like, it calms you down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it's a good, you know, stress...
Or if you don't know how to laugh. If you don't know how to laugh...
There's people who smoke weed and still not laugh. I have a disease. What is it? I cannot laugh. Okay, here's some marijuana.
I have the Billy Crystal disease. I never laugh. It's the opposite. He laughs, but he doesn't make people laugh. Billy Crystal doesn't.
Makes people laugh.
People, okay, because they're all in weed. That's why everyone because they'll laugh at anything.
I think I heard a car door.
I've never smoked weed before.
No. Huh?
I've never smoked weed before.
You never smoked weed?
Well, I've smoked, but I've never gotten high.
I smoked once.
Oh,
pizza!
Pizza's here.
Ticket. All right, well, I guess that's the end of our conversation on X's.
That was a good end to it.
Just
yeah.
The tip.
So, yeah, just tip. Everything for them. All right, so Jason's going to take a pizza. I would thank Jason for being here, Nick for being here. This is the first podcast in the Weed Deliver podcast. So I guess with that, signing off. Time to eat.
Signing off.
Time to eat.
Signing off.
Time to eat.